us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Welcome. With grateful hearts, we are able to continue to celebrate the Word of God within His church. As a reminder, let's not be complacent with the protective guidelines. Everyone must continue to wear a mask and be conscious of social distancing. A reminder that the church doors will not be open until 15 minutes prior to Mass. Once you have found your seat inside the church, please take this time to pray and reflect on God's blessings. The church office is open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. until 1. If you have any questions or concerns regarding our parish, feel free to contact them either by telephone or email. Also, if you are not receiving the weekly bulletin, call the office and give them your current email address. The Mass intention today is for Kobol Kuhnman. Our celebrant is Father Sojan. Please stand.
Our opening hymn is 10,000 Reasons. Blessed the Lord, O my soul. All together say, I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters,
that I am greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my words, in what I have done, and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. But the Lord has blessed Mary and the Virgin, all the angels and the saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, pray for me.
May the Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest,
and on earth peace to His people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy. Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray. O God, protector of those who hope in you, without whom nothing has firm foundation, nothing is holy. Bestow in abundance your mercy upon us and grant that, with you as our ruler and guide, we may use good things that pass in such a way as to hold fast even now to those that ever endure. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Solomon in a dream at night. God said, "Ask something of me, and I will give it to you." Solomon answered, "O Lord, my God, you have made me, your servant, king to succeed my father David. But I am a mere youth, not knowing at all how to act. I serve you in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a people so vast that it cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding heart to judge your people and distinguish right from wrong. For who is able to govern these vast people of yours?" The Lord was pleased that Solomon made this request. So God said to him, "Because you have asked for this, not for a long life for yourself, nor for riches, nor for the life of your enemies, but for understanding so that you may know what is right, I do as you requested. I give you a heart so wise and understanding that there has never been anyone like you up to now. And after you, there will come no one to equal you." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Lord,
know that all things work for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those who foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today, when we look into our own life and we also, you know, suppose if God asked us today, what you need me to give you, and I am sure we will have a big list of things that we all need, right? And do you think that we are all going to be happy with what we ask, the list that we make, and if God provides with that, are we going to be happy with that? You know, we can never be happy with the things that we have. You know, and therefore, the most important thing in our life too is, as Solomon said, understanding. If we have understanding, real understanding in your relationship, understanding in your families, understanding with your spouses, understanding with your workplace, understanding with your parish, understanding with the world, understanding the situation around us, you know, understand and serve the people. That is what Solomon asked. And therefore, you know, that's what we also need in life. You know, so many of our hardship, our difficulties, our pain, and our struggles in life can be, you know, we can remove from our life if we have real understanding, not just misunderstanding. Misunderstanding brings all things into our life, you know, all the hardship, all the difficulties, pain and angry and unforgiveness and things like that, you know, brings to our life because, you know, we have misunderstanding. Now think about some of those misunderstanding that we have, you know, like, you know, if you really reflect, you know, in prospect ourselves, you can see there are so many of those things, you know, misunderstanding. Because of those misunderstanding, you know, how much of, you know, like, you know, peace that we lost, you know, in our life. And therefore, my dear friends, you know, as Solomon said, you know, that is the most important thing, understanding, understanding heart, you know, like distinguishing good from, you know, right and right from wrong. And that is what goodness, that is what God is, God himself. And therefore, finally, what we really need is God himself. You know, St. Augustine, you know what he said? My soul cannot be satisfied unless I rest in thee, you know? And therefore, that is how we're all looking, we're all searching, and you know, like, that final search is with God. You know, finally, we're all going to be there. And therefore, you know, that is the most important. When we have God in life, we have everything in our life too. And in today's gospel reading also, we heard about the same message. You know, like, you know, in order to get the important things in life properly, we may have to set aside everything. This man who found the treasure in a field, you know, he went and, you know, he buried that treasure there. And then he went and sold all that he had, and he came back. And sometimes we may wonder, why did he do that? You know, he found the treasure, he would have taken it home, right? If you find something sometimes, you know, like, we take it home. And so, according to the Jewish law, it is not like that. If you find something, and that treasure belongs to the property, the one who owns the property. That is why this man found this treasure, and he finally buried that again there, and then he went home and he sold all that he had, came back and bought this property, and the treasure was him, you know, was of him. And therefore, in our life too, if you really find, you know, what is important in life, if God is important in life, sometimes we may have to set aside, you know, things, you know, in our life. And then finally, when we have that God, I'm sure we will have everything, and we will have peace, we will have joy, as we hear in today's gospel. You know, with great joy, he went and got, you know, he bought the treasure, and he bought the field and had that treasure of his heart. And therefore, my dear friends, as we reflect on this gospel today, let us, you know, think about, you know, how do we search for that thing that is important, the most important in our life. And also, as I said at the beginning of the homily, you know, what Solomon asked, that's a very important point in our daily life, day-to-day life, you know, understanding heart, you know, understanding each other. understanding your family and our friends and all that. That's the most important thing. And therefore, today, in a special way, let us ask for this grace, and I am sure the good Lord will, you know, able to lead us and guide us the way He wants each one of us to pray for this grace during this Eucharistic celebration. Please rise. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven.
By the Holy Spirit, was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man.
For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried,
and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures.
He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets.
I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic Church.
I confess my baptism for forgiveness of sins,
and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Striving to lead lives that bear witness to God's kingdom, we offer our prayers and petitions to the Father.
That the people of God may continue to grow in faith and holiness through the power of God's word and the sacraments. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may guide us all those in power toward unity and peace for the sake of the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may bless with abundance the fields that feed the people of the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God's patience and kindness may enrich and inspire the love we share within our families and communities, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, especially Michael Zupanzik, may they soon feast at the heavenly banquet of the Lord, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the sick of the parish, all on our prayer list, and all those exposed to coronavirus, may they find peace in the gentle heart of Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now let us pause for a moment and silently place before the Lord our personal prayers and petitions. Let us pray for our own families. And all those who have asked our prayers. All those who are in the hospitals, nursing homes from our parish. All those who are suffering from this pandemic all over the world. Heavenly Father, hear these prayers that we voice to you and answer them according to your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Let's sing together, I want to walk as a child of the light.
Jesus, in him there
these most sacred mysteries may sanctify our present way of life and lead us to eternal gladness. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you laid the foundation of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to rule in your name over all you have made and forever praise you in your mighty work through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you as in joyful celebration we acclaim. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith, when we eat this bread,
drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial, memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with the Francis, our Pope and Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, Do you dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we wait for the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. And graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
May the body and blood of Jesus Christ keep me safe for eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
And all will understand.
have consumed, O Lord, this divine sacrament, the perpetual memorial of the passion of your Son. Grant, we pray, that this gift, which he himself gave us with love beyond all telling, may profit us for salvation. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My dear friends, good to see you again. You know, last weekend we did not have mass because, you know, the air-conditioned bus broke and the hall was not prepared. It was a sudden thing happened. So, you know, don't worry about that because we have still dispensation. The bishop has given that dispensation is still in effect. Probably it will go till the end of this year. So we do not know. So when it lifts, we will let you know. But you know, in these days, with all this sickness going around, you know, you don't have to, if you feel sick, stay home. You know, stay home, don't have to come, don't worry about that, you can pray home, don't worry. But, you know, if you are able to come, if you are well, you know, come and we will be celebrating Mass, you know, so, but, you know, but we are also praying for the people, those, there are so many people who are not able to come, you know, to the church. And we pray for them. You know, even if you are not here, I will say, celebrate Mass for you all. So that's my responsibility too. So I'll be praying for you. I'll be, you know, celebrating Mass for you. So therefore, if you miss a Mass because we are sick or because something happens, you know, like, that is not, it's not the obligation is taken away. So the dispensation is still in effect. So don't worry. Some people asked me today, hey, what happened last week? I mean, we don't have to go for confession or anything like that. No. So far we are good. So we don't worry about that, going for confession at all. And probably by next weekend we'll be able to go back to the church. You know, this week probably be able to, you know, their condition will be able to get fixed. So that's what we are looking forward. Probably we do not know how major repair is that. So we are all really working on that. So if it is really a big major repair, you know, for time being, we may have to, you know, repair it, and then probably we may have to look for a new air condition for the church. So, it is expensive. So, so we'll let you know. So, anyway, that it will happen. So, don't worry about that. That God will provide, and we'll let you know. Probably, you know, we can all come together and help us and support, and then get a new, you know, air condition for the church. The Lord be with you.
And
the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth to the Mass assembly.
Have
a nice day. God bless you.
As we're sent forth, let us sing, Lead Me, Lord. Lead Me, Lord.
Shall come to rule the world.